Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1767, Advanced Fiberglass Tech.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boat repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 48, also known as Zor Road, 300 feet east of Route 297, also known as Morris Mill Road. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey for this application. Survey shows the existing improvements on this property. And we have two agency comments on this application also. First one being from the Department of Transportation. They advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service B of Zor Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District advising us that the soils on the site are mapped as Fort Mott Henlopen Complex, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, step right up, please. Give us your name.
How you doing? My name's John Reardon. I do all the boat repair work at this facility. And my wife and I are the only ones that live in the house next door. We've done some improvements to the house. And with the facility right there, it makes it very handy for me to be at home at the same time as doing my work. I don't have any employees. I do all the work myself. So it's a very small operation. So that's what I'm here for, the conditional use.
All right, sir. How long have you been there?
I bought the property in November of 2004.
Are you here this evening as a result of a violation notice, or did someone, or did you just realize that it was something you needed?
There was a notice sent to me for the work I was doing there at the time. So when I came up and I spoke to people, they told me to fill out the conditional use of what I was doing.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We're glad you're here. And we're going to start, may have a few questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you describe what type of boat work or boat repair work you do?
Majority of it is warranty work for the marinas in the local area, and then occasional bumps and dings from the general public. So it's mostly minor stuff, and occasionally maybe a new floor or a transom put in the boat. But that's 95% of everything I do right there.
So you're not doing mechanical repair; you're doing the fiberglass.
I don't know engines,
body
and mechanics,
work,
or steering. All I do is the fiberglass or the gel coat, which is very big with the marinas, because they need a facility that can do warranty work for the standards of the manufacturers. And so I would go to a marina, take a look at what the repair was, give them a quote, and then they call me back, and then I go pick it up and bring it back and do the work. You need a controlled environment for doing some of the work, because it is affected by the temperature. You need to have a warm enough temperature, especially during the winter months, for doing the work.
So is all your work done inside?
Not all of it, but most of it is. Some of the small stuff can be done right outside if it's small chips and dings and scratches and stuff like that. But usually the bigger stuff is done inside, yes.
And what about the use and storage of hazardous material?
I have a small block building out back that I keep any bulk material in, and just bring into the shop what I need at the time to work with.
And how about the disposal of that?
Everything is disposed of is when it comes to the raw materials, like the polyester resin has to be hardened all the way. Then it can be put into trash bags and taken to the landfill. It's just a plastic material, basically.
So do you have to deal with DENRAC or any of those folks?
In the past, I worked with DenRec when I did this conditional use when I was working out of a facility in Dagsboro, Delaware, and they walked me through the figuring out your emissions, how much emissions will come out from the amount of material you use for a year. And after we went through everything back then, they said I was so under the minimum of emissions that I wouldn't even register on anything. So because being a small one-man operation, I just don't go through enough bulk material to mount it to anything.
And how long have you been operating at this location?
Since like 2005 is when I started doing the work.
Okay. And previously you worked in this field elsewhere?
Yes, I was working down in Dagsboro. I had my own shop, but I moved away a while back. When I came back, I was helping out another fiberglass shop up in Harbinson, another facility up there.
And what kind of noise might your neighbors hear being generated from your property?
They were occasionally maybe hear a grinder and maybe a compressor maybe once in a while. I have that contained in a box in the corner, but I've spoke with all the neighbors on all around me, and everyone is fine with me being there. They use my shop occasionally for maybe fixing their lawnmower or doing something like that, working on their car once in a while. So yeah, I checked with all of them, all the way around me. But behind me, there's actually wooded lots, so there's no one behind me. And the properties are pretty large, so the nearest house is still a fair distance away. They're not right up against the building.
And with some of my word emotions before, you might have heard some of the conditions and stipulations we put on certain projects, and one of them is a little related in one sense to yours, and that was T-tops, where they're putting in the framing. But what kind of, so based on that, what kind of hours of operation are you?
I'm usually like a 9 to 5 or a 9 to 6. That's most I own.
Monday through Saturday, or
yeah.
And I did not notice a sign on your property. Are you interested in having a sign up?
Well, I was waiting for this. Didn't want to start putting a sign out in front until I was actually knew I was going to be staying.
So that's good.
I didn't think that would be a wise decision to do myself. But if this is approved and I was allowed to, that would be one of the things I'd have to find out. I'm sure there's regulations on signs and how big and how close to the road. I don't really necessarily need one. If anything, maybe up on the front of the building, but I don't know if I need one out on the road or not.
Because typically someone in your situation might be permitted to put up as big as a 32-foot square foot fence, like a 4x8 sign.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people ask for it lighted, sometimes they want it unlighted. So, but you're talking about a building-mounted sign.
Now, I had someone give me, matter of fact, it was T-Top's fella, and I helped him do some stuff because it's a little crossover with boat stuff. He actually made me a freestanding sign you stick in the ground that's roughly maybe 4 by 2 foot or something like that a while back ago.
So, yes, you'd like
that sign. But it's around back. If I could,
but
I mean,
you would like
be
to
nice.
Have a sign.
I'm just
okay.
Guessing, but I think maybe the answer is yes.
All right.
He made it for me. He custom made it for me.
Okay.
It was a gift. I didn't ask for it, but it was a nice gesture.
Did he put electric to it, or is it?
No, it's just an aluminum pipe frame like they make those T-tops out
of. I just didn't know how nice he was.
Did you have it lighted?
Excuse me?
Will it be lighted?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy?
The number of boats you usually have.
Right now there's only a few, but the most I've had at one point in time was I think 11 or 12 boats were parked on the one side between the house. In the future I'd probably want to put them on the other side, because if this all goes through and everything, that area on the left side when you're facing the building from Zor Road, that eventually I'd like to get that fenced off and have that be where boats are sitting waiting to be done or waiting to be picked up.
So you'd fence it off
Yeah, it'd be fenced off. It hasn't been done yet, but...
Would that be a stipulation, a condition that we put on it?
To have it fenced off, or, you know,
yeah,
that'd be fine with me. Okay. That would be my plan to want to do anyway.
What kind of turnover do you have? I mean, you bring a boat in, how long do you usually have it for you?
Some jobs can just be a couple days. Some jobs can be like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Some of the longest jobs I've had might take a month, but that you're off and on that job sometimes, because my goal is to take care of the marinas, because the marinas are my life, of my business for the most part. So when they have a job and it's something that's in a hurry, then I'll swing them in real quick and take care of them.
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. Mr. Wisconsin?
Just one. Do you have now, or do you plan on having fire suppression equipment on site?
Like fire extinguishers and stuff?
Correct.
Yes, I have those on site now.
All right. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir.
Mr. Lang?
You made reference to the number of boats that you've had, as the maximum you've had on the site previously. What if the commission council felt it's necessary to put a maximum number you could store outside?
That'd be fair.
What would be reasonable to you?
Somewhere probably in the ballpark between 10 and 15, I would imagine. There's plenty enough room on the one side to... or between the two sides, if necessary. I'd like to try and keep it all on the side, left side of the shop, if I could. But the market would have to pick up a lot for that to happen.
So if this use is approved by council, okay?
Yeah.
It'll be approved probably with stipulation, then you'd be required to come back with a revised site plan showing those items that are required in your stipulations. Could be the fence, could be where the sign goes, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's developed the site the way you presented it and what's the condition input.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Counts? Are you planning to add any landscaping or?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, keep the place looking nice as much as I can. There's a lot of, you know, the housekeeping is something that I like to try and maintain on the front of the building for appearance, shrubs. We're starting to build, put some evergreens out front that will basically grow in front in the future when, as they grow, they're pretty fast growers, will be a little bit of a block for the whole front left right there. Also, it would help block the lights from the headlights that come in our living room windows, too,
yeah.
That come around Zor Road right there. And my neighbor, I mean, I get along with him really well, and he's put some up along on his side, too. So that's going to box in the area right there where most of the storage is kept. On the left side of the building.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
Just one question, so that the record's clear, I guess. Do you live next door to it also? I mean, is that...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So the house I have is, when you're facing the building that you have there, I don't know how big of a... There's a... You see where Zor Road is?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately to the right of that, there's a plot of property, about an acre, that goes over to the... Morris Mill.
Right. Okay.
So I have from the corner of Morris Mill, the house, and then the property next to it where the shop is. So it makes a big L.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. Lot number one.
Lot one.
Yeah, lot one.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1767, Advanced Fiberglass Tech? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1767? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
This is for the applicant.
Yes.
Do you intend to have any boat sales?
I need you to come back up front, please, sir.
Do I intend to have boat sales?
Right. For resale.
At this point in time, there is a small little boat that I was plan on making going to trade shows and stuff, but they would most likely be taken and sold to the marinas. Occasionally people have had boats they've had me work on and fix, and they ask me if it, because it's a high traffic area right there, to, if they can sit it up with a for sale sign out front. That's something that you all would have to
So you're okay.
Let's go over and decide.
You're okay if we say no boat sales.
Yeah, I'm okay if you say it.
Okay.
So if you had one that you had repaired and they didn't want to pay the fee and you took the boat into possession, then you'd like to be able to sell it.
I'd investigate how I could go about selling it. I don't know if right immediately in front of the building was okay to have one boat at a time or whatever. I don't know. But that wasn't one of my main goals, to be able to sell boats. No.
Okay. So if we said something like no more than two boats for sale at any given time.
Yeah. That'd be more than I've ever had there yet, you know, up to this time.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else, gentlemen? Anyone? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.